Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
You know, I'm a huge baseball guy. You know that about me. I talk about baseball a lot. I love baseball. It's my favorite sport. And I've also been someone who's gotten on the Yankee fan occasionally, more than occasionally. Whether it's the most recent chanting, "We want Soto," during the Trent Grisham at bat, the booing of fans. Me and Marash got into it when we used to work together with CMB about booing Giancarlo Stanton the first day he ever put on pinstripes. Like, the fans can be tough on the Yankees. And I feel like sometimes to the detriment of certain players, like Gallo and Hicks, and booing. I scolded the fans a few weeks ago when they were booing Aaron Judge. But I would rather have that than what happened last night in St. Louis, where the perceived great fan base of the St. Louis Cardinals, and that's what you hear. Oh, the Cardinals, they have the best fans in the world. They have the best fan base in baseball. They love, they never boo, they cheer, they love their team. There's no issues in St. Louis. It's just a great, great place to play. Players love to go play there, blah, blah, blah. And that's kind of been a discussion with the Yankees. Do players view it as a tough place to play? Are they afraid to go get booed? Did certain players look at Judge being booed in the playoffs after the 22 season and think, oh, this is impossible, what a tough crowd? And some guys thrive in it, and it is what it is. Sometimes it goes over the top, but we love our team. We also hold you accountable. But what happened in St. Louis last night, I'm sorry, I can't understand, and I think it's an absolute joke and an embarrassment. And I understand, like, I'll defend sometimes when we get, what happened to the players used to, you know, hate each other and there were rivalries and now everybody's all kumbaya, and sometimes I'm like, oh, what do you expect? It's a union thing. But fan bases shouldn't be like this. And what an absolute disgrace from the Cardinals fan last night. I'm going to play you something right now and what happened in St. Louis is they were taking on the Pittsburgh Pirates last night and they were facing the young phenom who's come up and been excellent for the Pirates, Paul Skeens, who's been really just unbelievable. Has come up, he throws over 100 miles an hour, he's got filthy stuff, and he's kind of been one of the more nice and fun and surprising stories of the Major League season this year. So they were playing in St. Louis last night, and Paul Skeens was taken out of the game in the seventh inning, bottom of the seventh. The score is tied 0-0, and he's got a runner on second base with one out. So he's pitched 6 1/3 shutout baseball, he's leaving with a runner on. And he's walking off the mound. And this is what happened in St. Louis. This is how the St. Louis fans reacted to Paul Skeens being taken out of the game.
He'll leave with a runner at second, one out.
Look at this, Greg.
Yeah, we got Cardinal fans Cardinals giving fans. Him a standing ovation.
Incredible.
Incredible. I agree. Absolutely incredible. Can you imagine a Baltimore Oriole, a Boston Red Sox, a Tampa Bay Ray walking off the field after shutting out your team through 6 1/3 and giving that player a standing ovation for a job well done? That is outrageous. And if I were a player, as much talk as the Yankee fan gets for booing and it's a tough crowd, it's that. Can you imagine sitting in the dugout and your fan base just applauded the guy who shut you down for 7 innings? And people actually think that's nice and good for baseball? What an embarrassment. That is a joke. I don't know what I would do if I were in the stands. and an opposing player got a standing ovation. You want to give a golf clap in the eighth or ninth inning if the Yankees break up a no-hitter and you give a slight little golf clap, fine. But you can't give a standing ovation to a guy walking off the field, giving up no runs and six and a third, shutting down your team. A divisional opponent, nonetheless, a standing ovation as he walked off the field. And if you watch the video on Twitter, there's a guy right in the camera view tipping his cap, taking off his Cardinal hat and tipping it to the pitcher as he walks off the mound. Are you crazy? And yeah, and then I look at the comments on the post, and St. Louis is the best. Kid has been great for the sport. Nice job, St. Louis. Real classy, St. Louis. Nice. That's pretty cool. Hand clapping emoji. They know baseball in that town. Game recognizes game. Are you serious? Yeah, I mean, yeah, right. Why weren't the Met fans applauding Lizardo after striking out Alonso for the umpteenth time in his career? Game recognizes game. Damn, this is awesome. Classy move by the home crowd. They know what they witnessed. Cardinals fans like good baseball. Classy move. Good fans. These fans know the game. Hats off to them. Are we serious? You're going to applaud opponents? I know it's a game in June, all right? I know. It's not a playoff game or anything, but this is a divisional opponent. This is the enemy. He's just shut you down. Again, breaking up a no-hitter or a perfect game late in the game, and you want to give a golf clap. I'm sort of okay with that on some level. I don't know if I would do it. I don't boo my own team, and I don't applaud the other team. Those are the kind of rules that's the only thing I kind of go by.
It is June, but the eventual loss, because the Pirates did win this game.
Right.
Had the Pirates jump the Cardinals in the standings and bump the Cardinals into last place in the NL Central.
They're in last place and applauding the guy who did it to them. Are we serious? And I mean, I don't know why I'm getting annoyed by the Cardinal fans, but I did not expect that. I know the old cliche, I didn't see that on the bingo card. I didn't wake up today and think the St. Louis Cardinal fans would get me in a tizzy. But here I am, because that's obnoxious. That is absolutely obnoxious. Can you imagine? And think of it the other way, too. Think of it right, like if Luis Gil threw his seven scoreless innings against the Red Sox in Fenway and walked off the field and the Red Sox fans applauded him. I would be like, what are they trying to do? What are they trying to throw us off our game? I'd be pissed. I'd be like, are you patronizing us? But I mean, the other way, I can't even imagine. I can't imagine what just happened if it happened at Yankee Stadium. I mean, you imagine Corbin Burnes walking off the mound at Yankee Stadium as the Yankees get overtaken by the Baltimore Orioles for first place, and he threw seven and a half shutout innings, seven and a third, and he walks out of the eighth inning, and the Yankee fans give him a standing ovation? I would never come back. I would never come back to Yankee Stadium. I would be this close to renouncing my fandom. I mean, that is obnoxious. And I know they have the reputation for it of cheering everything, right? Yankee fans boo everyone, Dodger fans leave early, Cardinals cheer everything. I get it. Game recognizes game. Whoever wrote that comment, shame on you. You're in last place. You're the Cardinals. You've won more world championships than any other team this side of the Yankees. And this is what now we're applauding last place. as the young phenom comes in and shuts you down. Oh, great. You got to see a nice pitching performance. Bravo. I just love baseball. Oh, my God. What a joke.